up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go, back again with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. See this right here? No, of course you don't. This is radio. Use your imagination, people. You see this right here? Sitting to my left on this counter is a stack of polka records. My job is to play them within the next hour. So there. Your benefit is you'll get to listen to them because that's the way it works out. Hey, we're going to do it again. Been a heck of a week, let me tell you. Hey, since I talked to you last on this show, I've driven 1,500 and some odd miles. And I'm back in one piece to tell you about it. Yeah, I went down to Kansas University Medical Center, helped out the Michael J. Fox Foundation with some research on Parkinson's, and then drove on to Topeka, Kansas to visit my son, and we drove all the way back, and here we are. Thought maybe we'd come back from that 70-degree sunshiny weather in Kansas back to winter being over here, but no, that didn't work out. Yuck. Anyway, we'll see if we can improve things this week. That's speaking to those of you in the immediate northern Minnesota area that are enjoying the show this week. And for the rest of you, I hope you had a fabulous week as well. Let's just get things rolling, shall we? What do we got over here? I think it's Ray Henry and his orchestra. I don't know. I spent so long sitting here deciding what to play. I can't even remember. It is Ray Henry and his orchestra. It's the Ballroom Polka. They have Ray Henry, and the orchestra gets us rolling in this week's edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Happens here every week. Man, I just realized I have not picked out our 78 of the week yet. I'm a little discombobulated here. Been away from the studio for a week, but I think we'll get her figured out, darn it, anyway. How about the Impala's Polka Band? It's the Everybody Dance Polka. It's practically required. Thank you. could be the guy that plays the whistle in these polkas that have whistles in them. Yeah, I finally found my calling. Anyway, there's the Impala's Polka Band there, the Everybody Dance Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I'm going to talk about the World of Accordions Museum here a little bit earlier in the show than I usually do, and that is because coming up this weekend on Saturday, which is the 6th of May, is World Accordion Day. Yes, it is. And, of course, they're having a big hoop-de-doo at the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. And I know that this show is broadcast at different times, different days of the week, depending where you happen to be listening. For those of you that aren't aware, the show is carried on 31 radio stations right now across the country. And some of them play it right away, you know, when the new show is released early in the week. Some people play it on a Wednesday or a Thursday or the next Saturday or whatever. So it's tough to do the timing, but I want to tell you about this anyway because it's a hoot. World of Accordions Museum, they're celebrating World Accordion Day, which is Saturday. They start celebrating on Friday. The 1, 2, 3, 5, I haven't turned the page on the calendar yet, so there's no numbers on the ones that are May. You know, I hate when that happens. The party starts on Friday the 5th, continues on the 6th and the 7th. At the World of Accordions Museum, Friday, they have the Dr. Willard A. Palmer Festival. It includes a demonstration by Helming Harrington on some of the museum's instruments, a visit with Dr. Palmer's son, introduction to diatonic accordions and concertinas, and Art Bjørnjeld. Bjørnjeld, I think I might have said that right somewhere in there, will tell funny stories, including poke fun at Minnesota stories. So for those of you from out of town, that would be your big chance. Saturday is actually World Accordion Day. There's a free public event. They have accordion and children's musician Jane Christensen, known as Janie Next Door, which, by the way, is trademarked. That's fun thing for the whole family. In the afternoon Saturday, they have Kenneth Bessler, check this out, explaining the importance of Moog synthesizers and their involvement in the development of electronic accordions leading to MIDI systems, new forms of music, including new instruments such as virtual accordions. The virtual accordions are a lot lighter, of course, than an actual accordion because I think they don't really exist. I'm not really sure how that goes. But yeah, former Minnesota senator, you may have known him as the swinging senator, Florian Chmielewski, will be performing on Saturday, and the guy's been playing since the beginning of time, so it's just an honor to go watch him play. There'll be a bunch of other music, the accordion concertina band will be playing, and Sunday, Mike Middleman and tuba player, Clayton Capps will lead a non-denominational polka service free and open to the public. So if any of you are going to be around this weekend looking for something to do, you go to Superior, Wisconsin at the World of Accordions Museum, where they are celebrating International Accordion Day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. World Accordion Day is actually Saturday. And if you're too far away, at least you know they do it. You can plan for next year. All right. That is the longest commercial I have ever given those guys. But it just seemed important to me. It also seems important to me that I play a record by the Six Fat Dutchman, because it seems like we haven't heard from the Six Fat Dutchman in a while. I don't know. Have we? What do you think? I'm not sure. How about you? Anyway, here they are. It's the At Dawn Polka. Thank you. Six Fat Dutchmen there at Dawn Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldie show, back for another week. I was trying to locate something to play for our 78er this week because I didn't plan ahead far enough, didn't have one picked out already, and I'm a little out of breath because I was just over there being the other side of the studio, and I just came back with a big armload of 78s. You know, 78s are heavy records, man. I'm telling you, you don't just is lifting 78s is not a project that you enter into lightly. I'm trying to decide what I want to play here. I think it's been at least a year probably since I played one of these Hans Wilfart 78s. That would be Whoopi John before he was known as Whoopi John. And they're on OK Records, OKEH. And it brags right on the label that these are electrically recorded. Can you imagine making records with electricity? Because before that, up until 1925, they were all recorded acoustically. So maybe. And if not, my other alternative choice I have so far is Ed Krolikowski and the orchestra doing, looks like, the finger polka. Decisions, decisions. You guys don't appreciate what kind of pressure there is on a guy picking out records like this. Here are the Dynadukes, and try it. You'll like it.
It used to be on Saturdays I'd stay home alone. There was no one there to talk to, and no one I could phone. And then one day a friend came by and got me out of bed. He was going to a polka dance, and this is what he said. Try if you'll like it. Try if you'll like it. So I tried it and I liked it. Now I play them every day. Try if you'll like it. Try if you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it, the polka's here to stay. I have friends who have a band and they play rock and roll. I told them about polkas and they said it had no soul. I asked them if they ever gave polka music a try. They said no, so I looked at them and gave them this reply. Try if you'll like it. Try if you'll like it. So they tried it and they liked it, now they play them every day. Try it, you'll like it, try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it, the polka's here to stay. I saw some dancers dancing to a shuffle beat. The rumba and the cha-cha, they could really move their feet. I asked them if they ever went to a polka dance. They said no, so then I said, give the dance a chance. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. So they tried it and they liked it, now they dance it every day. Try it, you'll like it, try it, you'll like it, try it, you'll like it, the polka's here to stay. My friends out there in music land, don't condemn what you haven't tried. Come out to a polka dance, don't stay away and hide. The polka is the coming thing, so try it if you will. The happy sound of polkas will give you quite a thrill. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. If you try it, you might like it, then you'll play them every day. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. The polka's here to stay.
There you have it, Dinah Dukes there. Try it, you'll like it, here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. How you doing anyway? It's another week upon us. I'll take them as they come, you know what I mean? Let's do, how about one from The Elegants? This one doesn't come around very often. It's the All Too Soon Polka.
She had on her mother's shoes and her mother's pearls. She watched her as she scolded them and gave them out to God. On this day, as we recall, it gives our hearts a tug. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Give this girl a farewell kiss and send her on her own. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Give this girl a farewell kiss and send her on her own. The floor head bobbing above the door. He watched him as he honked the horn, signaling his turn. On this day, as we recall, it makes all our hearts yearn. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Congratulate him, shake his hand, and send him on his own. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Congratulate him, shake his hand, and send him on his own. She is a bride and your son's a groom. Will they once for old time's sake let them leave the room? For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Give your blessing, throw a kiss and send them on their own.
Right, there you go. We have the All Too Soon Polka. That is The Elegants here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I think I'm a little early on this, too, but let's do our 78 of the week because I wanted to double-check and be sure this. Hans Wilfart record plays properly, and dang, it sounds good. Oh, rats. I looked up when this was from now, and I wrote it down, and I can't figure out where I wrote it down. I want to say 19... Wait a minute, maybe I can find it here. 1927, 1933, one or the other. Those were my charts. Hang on here. It's on a little scrap of paper over here someplace where all the important things are. 1928. Okay, see, I was wrong on both counts. Do not rely on your memory. 1928, electrically recorded. Electrical recording had existed for only 3 years by then. And a lot of companies hadn't even started using it yet. That's where you actually have microphones and use electricity to create the masters that they press the records from. Up until 1925, you see a Victrola with the big horn, and the little nail vibrates and it comes through the horn. I'm really simplifying this. They used to make records the same way, except that little nail, little stylus, would cut the grooves in wax as the musicians performed in front of a large cone or horn like you would have in a Victrola, and it basically is backwards. The sound would go down into the horn and jiggle the grooves and make the grooves in the wax that they pressed records from. So anyway, this is a pretty good sounding record for being 1928. Man, another few years here, this sucker's going to be 100 years old. Or as they say up on the Iron Range, 100. But anyway, this is a Hansler Polka. It's Hans Wilfarts Concertina Orchestra. That's before they started calling him Whoopie John. This is an oldie but a goodie. There you go, Hans Wilfarts, Concertina Orchestra. Oh, yeah, that's a cut in 1928. Man, I love them when they're that old, and I love them when they sound that good when they're that old. And that record doesn't look that pretty, but it sure sounds nice. Let's go over here now to turntable number 2 for one from Al Soyka and the orchestra. Here's the Fortune Polka. There you go, Al Soyka and his orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and I don't know, it says right here that's a polka. It didn't feel like a polka to me, did it? It felt like a, I don't know, like a schottische or something. I don't know, it didn't, anyway, didn't feel right. But hey, this is a dandy song anyway, but I'm just saying something didn't feel right. By the way, you're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Request, dedication, question, comments, whatever. Glad to have them. You can email, you can telephone, you can, I don't know, stand out in the street with orange flags. No, don't do that. I'm sure that's against the law. But you can call or text area code 218-259-2985. Once again, area code 218-259-2985. I want to get a jingle that sings that. It would make it more memorable, wouldn't it? 218-259-2985. That will ensure that you forget it. Anyway, you can also email oompahour at AOL.com or look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any one of those will get your request into the studio here. Teresa Zapolska and her all-girl orchestra plus one. Plus one what? A guy? A chipmunk? We do not know, but it's the Ain't of the Shame Polka.
When we first met, you were so charming. Happy, and together we both thought we chance. Oh, ain't it a shame that things don't stay the same? The sunny sky above has turned to gray. Oh, ain't it a shame all the feelings we once knew have turned to hurt to chase our love away? Ain't it a shame that things don't stay the same? The sunny sky above has turned to gray. Have turned to her to chase our love away.
Shame Polka, Teresa Zapolska, and her all-girl orchestra, plus one. And we have no idea who the plus one, one of those instruments, was somebody else. I don't know. I was just noticing, too, we have our official waltz coming up here in the show, and just maybe another record or two, we'll get the waltz going for you dancers out there. I have selected a waltz by Lil Wally, and it is not romantic. Normally, I think of a waltz as like, you know, the romantic dance together song. But no. It's a song about a bartender, but it's a waltz. So that's coming up. But first, you know, I always like to throw in a good scratchy record once in a while. So you realize that, yes, in fact, we do play nothing but actual records here on the Oompa Hour. That is why it's your old-time oldie show. No CDs, no digital stuff, nothing like that. All genuine scratchy 45s and LPs and 78s, darn it. There's Johnny Pecan and the orchestra on a nice layer of patina on this Capitol 45. Here's the Mary Lou Polka.
Lips that kiss goodnight, Mary Lou. My heart is yours forever, so love me the way I love you. Please do, Mary Lou. Thank you.
you have it, Johnny Pecan and the Orchestra Mary Lou Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I told you we'd do a waltz next hour already. Not your typical romantic waltz. No, no, no. That would make too much. That'd be too logical. You got to be careful where you're starting up romance. There could be trouble brewing. Anyway, Lil Wally here. Oh, and the Harmony Boys. They're not the Lucky Harmony Boys or anything like that. They're just the regular Harmony Boys this week. And this is the Bartender's Song. And the way I count to three, this is definitely a waltz.
Mr. Bartender, give me a drink. Mr. Bartender, I want to think. Mr. Bartender, you have one too. Mr. Bartender, I feel so blue. Mr. Bartender, when I get up, I go to my car, she no start up. Mr. Bartender, I look to see someone he took it, my battery. Drink your troubles away, tomorrow's another day. Drink your troubles away, tomorrow's another day. Mr. Bartender, I go to work. My boss, he fired me, the dirty jerk. Because I was late, what can I do? Fill up my glass, I feel so blue. Mr. Bartender, I seen my pal. Mr. Bartender, he stole my gal. Mr. Bartender, what should I do? Mr. Bartender, I feel so blue. Drink your troubles away, tomorrow's another day. Drink your troubles away, tomorrow's another day.
Lil Wally, that's the Bartender's Song here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. That fulfills our requirement for at least one waltz in the show, like we do every week. Now, this next record had to have been somebody's favorite record, and how I wound up with it, I don't know, because right on the record is stuck a piece of masking tape across the label on one side, and it says, "Do not sell." Well, somebody sold it, because I didn't put that sticker on there, and I got it. So, I don't know. But anyway, here's Herb Eberle and Polka Time in Old St. Louis.
It's polka time in old St. Louis. Oh, can't you see? People dancing polkas everywhere. Just wait till you feel all the rhythm in that brand new polka. Just come and dance along with me, and then you will see the joyful laughter and cheer. Just come and dance around with me, and then you will the sea. It's polka time in old St. Louis.
Go, a little Herb Eberle there. Polka time in old St. Louis here at Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. I've got Old Country and the Singing Birds Polka coming up here in about a minute, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, well, I promised this one to you. A group is called Old Country, and the record's like 45 or 50 years old, so now it's even older country. As the Singing Birds Polka.
Do mnie, żebym ja wiedziała, żebym ja wiedziała, że on myśli o mnie. Żebym ja wiedziała, żebym ja wiedziała, że on myśli o mnie. Albo się zachmury,
righty, there you have it there, the Singing Birds Polka. That's Old Country here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, I got a record here by the Polish Kid, and I'm glad that he calls himself that because in over 8 years of doing this show and years of doing polka radio about 40 a long time ago, I never managed to learn how to pronounce a guy's name. But his first name's Don, and he calls himself the Polish Kid, so I can just call him the Polish Kid. And I'm just fine with that. And this is one of those songs that starts out really quiet and kind of fades in on you. And I hope you're ready for about 3 minutes of whistling, because this is the Whistler's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Hey, whistle along with if you know it, all right? Polish Kid there, that's the Happy Whistler, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, for those of you who like to dance, man, have we got a deal for you. I got a second waltz I'm going to play in the show this week. And for those of you who like to hear the real scratchy records, I got another treat for you, because this is one of those, too. You ready? Jerry Dostal doing the Blue Skirt Waltz. I don't know, it's a classic. And I saw it coming around, and I thought, yep, I'm just going to drop it right in here.
Wandered alone one night till I heard an orchestra play. I met you where lights were bright and people were carefree and gay. You were the beautiful lady in blue. I was in heaven just waltzing with you. You thrilled me with strange delight, then softly you strolled away. I dream of that night with you, lady, when first we met. We danced in a world of blue. How can my heart forget? Blue were the skies and blue were your eyes, just like the blue skirt you wore.
come back, blue lady, come back. Don't be blue anymore.
Jerry Dustal there, the Blue Skirt Waltz, and I thought, you know, if I found a short record, I could sneak it right in here, and I barely did. So let's, the musical airs here, and we're proud of Connecticut. I have no idea. There, they're very proud of Connecticut, so you know that's kind of a limited audience, but it's also a limited song coming in under 2 minutes. I had just enough room to sneak that one in here this week, so yeah, that's gonna bring another show to a close. But I got another stack of records ready for next week already.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.